It is with love and joy that I, the Ascended Master Serapis Bey, Master of the Second Ray, the Ray of Grace and Phloem, am given leave to share a little of my wisdom with you at this time, in the hopes that it will help to provide you with guidance and strength and truth that you might need as you journey on your way. The events that have beset the world in recent times have manifested amongst humanity positive achievements as well as tragedies. This is often the case with limitation and constraint, with challenges of this kind and ilk. Darkness producing light, fear producing hope, and people's needs producing care in others, shown with tenderness and love. But care and concern requires energy, requires power. And when one shows oneself to be a carer to others, it does not take a great deal of time to become known as the go-to person in times of need, who is guaranteed to uplift, to listen, to help. And so those carers find themselves falling into the shape and form of the confidant, the counsellor, the nurturer, the healer, the mother. And as a result of this, find themselves drained, depended upon, find themselves typecast and unable to turn to others when they themselves are in need, find themselves exhausted and cornered with nowhere to turn. They feel that they cannot withhold the services that they have so freely given in the past. They cannot stop being caring and sympathetic, loving and empathic. They cannot stop listening and tending to the needs of those who have become dependent upon them. They cannot turn to their friends and show themselves to be weak or tired. And unless they have a confidant or priest, a therapist or doctor who has no expectations of them, they can find themselves all too soon alone. When the carer's energy becomes depleted, when they have been repeatedly drained and not allowed themselves time to recuperate their energy, when the onslaught is unending, danger can ensue. We might think that caring surely should not be something which is so demanding, that it is its own reward that it flows through us from a higher source and power. And although, to a certain degree, all of this is true, humans are human. And their bodies and their minds and their hearts are used to bring the caring, healing light of the divine to earth. And no matter the reward of doing the good deed, they will still become tired. The wear and tear of other people's wants and requirements, of their continuous and eternal struggle, the heavy darkness of other people's trauma and sadness, takes its toll upon the healer. They can become contaminated, besmirched, drained. They can become negatively charged with others' pain. Their sympathy, their compassion, often meaning that they take deep into themselves that they subject themselves to, no matter how hard they might try to stand outside of other people's dramas. Being a caring person, sympathetic and compassionate, requires energy, power, in order to maintain that which is given, and in order to maintain the dispassionate stance that is needed to stay separate from that one is exposed to. Your world at this moment in time is in a state of need, although for some, the intensity of the last year and a half has passed, the trauma, the terror of it having abated. Now other things have taken their place, other stresses and traumas and worries. And these worries, of course, affect the carer too. So, my message is for you, carer, healer, therapist, counsellor, confidant, friend. And it is simple, and it is this: rest. Remove yourself. Take a break. Give back to yourself that which you have so freely given to others. Heal. Find peace. Find space. Commune with those sources and forces that bring you all of that you have so freely given to others. Nature. The warm embrace of someone who demands nothing of you. Music. Silence. Communion. Prayer. Take yourself away for a little while, at least, for more, if you can, and find the respite that you need to release the sadness and the pain that you have become saturated in, that you are holding for these others, that you must let go of now, lest it become your own. Creating an open space inside yourself that may be filled with the light divine. You may be concerned that if you do such a thing, there will be no one left to tend to the needs of those who have become so dependent upon you. But there is God. the divine, the great mother, the angels, and we, the masters. All of these presences of light can be invoked in order to watch over those who are in need until such a time as you might return to your duty as their carer. Place your trust in us. Let us lift the burden for a little while from your shoulders and your heart and your mind. Let us help you find the respite that you need, so that you might fight another day once you are rested and mended and well. Our power is long-reaching, but it cannot be activated without active invocation. We require your permission to intervene. It is a universal law. It is the power of your free will that is required to call upon our aid. Do so, then. It matters not which of us you might petition, but call upon one of the heavenly powers to help you find the peace of mind and heart that you need, to leave those that you care for and love in the divine hands, so that you might rest a while. And Gnome, dearest heart, that you are worthy of this rest and peace, of this recuperation and replenishment, know that the job that you have done has been good. Know that it has been seen, that it has been acknowledged, that it has been noted, that the divine is thankful. We understand that at times those who are in need can often seem ungrateful because their preoccupation is only with themselves and they do not always see the great and kind acts that are bestowed upon them so generously by those who care. But we see, the universe sees, and it is more than willing and capable of providing you with the return of this energy, an energy that you will need if you just call out to it and see yourself as being worthy of this loving grace. You are seen. You are acknowledged. You are loved. You are worthy. Believe this and hold your heart open to receive. And once you are rested, return to your duties. Self-imposed, ritualized and real. And from this point renewed, give of yourself as you have always given. But maybe recognizing a little more your needs and requirements, your importance. And as such, amending the ritual of your giving to include balanced measures that will ensure that you do not again fall into such exhaustion. Preventative measures always being better than those that take place after the event to heal damage done. Take then, my love, this angel's blessing, this master's light. Go in peace, in the God's name, and in love.